John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Billy Joel right there. The book is Liberty, Life, Billy Joel, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Liberty DeVito is on the phone. Hiya, Liberty. How you doing?
I'm doing well, John. It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear yours as well. Let me ask you, I want to ask you one question about an old friend, and then we will move into your book. Have you spoken to Richie Cannata? How's he doing? I heard he had cancer at one point in time, but he beat it to a pulp.
Well, you know, me and Richie and Russell Jabbers have a band called the Lords of 52nd Street. We go out with a guy that does Billy's parts, and we do all the Billy songs the way they were played in the 70s and 80s. Richie was sick. Yes, he was. He's doing well now. I talk to him almost every day because of the band and the excitement that this book has generated. But Richie's doing well.
Well, definitely send him my love. Now, the last time we spoke, you were in deep Billy hate. You did not have a lot of good things to say about him. But there seems to be a major turnaround here. What happened?
You know, when the movie Hired Gun came out.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, Dave and I want to talk about that.
That's a really
you
cool
on
doc.
That. I had never seen you play like you played in Hired Gun.
Well, that's the thing. I got to play with these, like, metal guys. They were always like, wow, it's amazing. You play like a crazy man. I said, you know, with Billy Joel, we were metal. We were considered metal. Aluminum foil. Yeah, I was very angry when I started to write the book 15 years ago. And I was writing down just to have a record of what my life was like and what I went through and stuff like that. But over the years, with age, you mature a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually took a different view of what had happened in my life with Billy and tried to understand Billy more and why he made the decisions he made, and even understood myself more of why I made decisions that I made. Billy was the guy that's on the marquee. Billy was the guy that wrote the songs. Billy was the guy that played piano. Billy was the guy that sang the songs. Billy was responsible for everybody on that tour. And I'm the drummer, and I'm getting pissed at him because, what do you mean you cut the tour short? What are you, crazy? When I look at it now, it's like, wow, this guy was under a lot of pressure all the time. So I look at it that way. And at one time, I was standing on a stage, and somebody had written a really bad book about him, you know, all this terrible stuff and made things up and stuff. And I told him, you know, one of these days, I'm going to write a book about the good things that we did, all the good things that we did. So when I questioned why I'm not playing with him anymore, I had to think about it like, well, Billy changes all the time, you know, from album to album. And for 30 years, I was the only thing that was there for 30 years. Yeah, it was time for him to try something different.
Did you find out that you were out of the band, like one day you were in and next day, okay, I don't need you anymore? I mean, that had to hurt.
Well, here's what happened. You know, with Billy, there's other band members, there's road crew, there's management, and there's always somebody out that wants to take your position.
Mm-hmm.
and just stab you right in the back. So they might say something to Billy that Billy thinks is true what they're saying and never confronts me, so I don't know what was said. So I get mad because he just cuts me off and I don't hear anything, no phone call, no nothing. So for 15, 16 years, I'm pissed off and I'm not going to go talk to him either. This, that, and the other thing.
Right,
and
right.
He's not going to call me because I'm a this, that, and the other thing.
But
with age, people are dying around us. People are getting sick around us. We're two guys that are still standing. I started playing with the Lords of 52nd Street. We're doing all the Billy Joel songs and I'm starting to fall in love with them again. Because there was a time I wouldn't even listen to them. And so I'm appreciating them, but I still don't have the friend.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I wrote him an email. Hey, I said, it's time for the piano drum feud to end. Let's get together and have a meal. And I even said, I'll pay.
Well, from what I understand, Billy isn't necessarily the one who reaches for his wallet the fastest.
Well, he's always good to me. I mean, the first thing he did for me was when I did the audition for him in 74, and he said, what do you need? And I said, how about a new set of drums? And he took me right to the store, used his credit card, to buy me this great set of drums. And when we got back and his management found out about it, they took his card away and cut it up into pieces. I said, "You're not Elvis. You're not Elvis."
Your whole book basically culminates with the struggles with your marriage. You're drinking too much. Your ego's getting the best of you. I loved how you described yourself as the angry, not-so-young man. And then, of course, Billy fires you. What's been the main key to sort of revitalizing yourself, finding salvation again?
Well, in the story about Doug Stegmaier, when he committed suicide, you look around Doug, and, you know, he had his mother. He didn't have what I have today. I have four beautiful daughters. I have a loving wife. I just could not do that Doug did. Because when your bubble burst and I wasn't that guy anymore, that guy that played with Billy Joel, it was tough until a guy from the Sabian Cymbal Company told me, he goes, "You've got to stop saying you were formerly with Billy Joel. You got to stop saying you used to play with Billy Joel. You know who you are? You are the guy that Billy Joel chose to help create those amazing hit records and those unbelievable tours."
Wow, great that's advice.
I'm still the guy. When you spin a Billy Joel song, it's like, yeah, that's me. You know, I'm still there.
You know what? I wish someday bands are going to be able to tour again. And I hope you bring Richie down and bring the bands down, the Lords of 52nd Street. I would love to see you guys play down here. Believe me, you would garner a huge crowd.
You know, I was thinking about this when I saw Philadelphia on the list. We were, you know, had a great reaction when we played on Long Island because that's where we live.
Sure.
But there is no other city in the United States of America that the reception was like Philadelphia. Philadelphia was insane, and it was the only place we played Captain Jack.
I was just going to say, to this day, he can't get away with not playing that song in his town. And he wonders, what is with these people on this song? Well, Liberty, look, thank you so much. The new book, Liberty, Life, Billy, and the Pursuit of Happiness, is available through Amazon, through HudsonMusic.com, and wherever you buy your fine books. It is great to speak to you. Send my love to Kanata.
I will.
And please, as soon as you guys can play down here, let us know about it. Call me. We will make a big deal out of it. We'll make it a great night.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
You take care. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.